The calendar fills up very quickly in the summertime, and June 27th is the date for the second.
Yes.
Okay.
June 22nd.
All right. Thank you. Oh, June 22nd. But is this the second year for the race?
This is the second annual.
Okay, good. Running for Rosebuds. Shelley Papineau is here. Shelley, good morning.
Good morning.
And Alyssa Moore. Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is Running for Rosebuds?
Running for Rosebuds is a 5K, 2-mile walk, 1-mile fun run we added this year for the kids. We also have a virtual aspect to do the 5K and the 2-mile walk, where you do it on your own the week before the race and you just report the time on the registration site. All the proceeds that we benefit go to the Sparrow Center, which was previously the Blue Water Pregnancy Care Center,
mm-hmm.
which, if people in the listening audience don't know, it is a pregnancy care center that services the Blue Water area.
Mm-hmm.
They have a multitude of resources, yeah. Parenting classes, Bible studies. They have an Earn While You Learn program where when you attend these classes, you actually can earn items for your babies, not only the educational gain or right. the spiritual gain, but things to help you through. And it's just it has touched my life. And I've been a part of the center for almost 2 years. And just to give you a little bit of a recap, I was actually able to go down and meet Vice President Pence back in January. Babies go to Congress. My daughter and I got to go down there with one of the volunteers. So it has not only been something that has helped me gain back those parenting skills after leaving a situation, but it has brought upon other opportunities that it's just I don't think that the community knows how beneficial this center is. From what I understand, only 30% of our community is aware of what goes on with the Sparrow Center.
Wow. That's so, yeah, and such a great resource too.
It's an amazing resource. I mean, I have an older daughter, but when I moved to Port Huron, it was just me and my 7-month-old at the time. And we had left everything. So to give me the confidence and the courage and the spiritual aspect just to be a confident parent again, I couldn't ask for anything better.
And obviously it means enough to you that you wanted to give back and you wanted to organize this run.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is the second year for Running for Rosebuds. It's on June 22nd. It's a 5K and a 1-mile fun run,
mm-hmm.
as you mentioned. Where is it going to take place?
It'll be at Kiefer Park in Port Huron, right by the municipal building there.
Great spot. Mm-hmm. Great spot for it to be. What are you looking for at this point as you plan for it? Are you looking for, obviously, people to participate?
Yes.
Sponsors, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we're looking for all of that. Okay. And volunteers, anybody who'd like to come down.
How do they get involved if they want to do that?
They can go to our Running for Rosebuds 5K Facebook page. If they want to participate, they can go to roadrunnertiming.com. And then they can get all the contact information through the Facebook page if they want to comment there or email us.
All right, great.
And if they want to find out more information about the Sparrow Center to see what they are actually donating towards, it's bluewaterbabies.org.
Okay.
And then, of course, they can Google search the Sparrow Center, formerly known as Blue Water Pregnancy Care Center, is what it will come up as. So,
okay.
I mean, this is an amazing cause for somebody that's looking to give back to their community. I mean, these are sometimes young parents, sometimes there's grandparents that have guardianship of mm-hmm. these children who are being raised in our community. So yeah. It's, to me, that's huge.
That is absolutely a great resource for parents and, as you said, grandparents too, and those that are caring for children, sometimes in a situation where they didn't expect to be caring for a child.
So, exactly.
Terrific. All right. Thanks for telling us about it. Good luck June 22nd. We hope it's a beautiful day.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
751 here on WPHM.